MedStar Health's presentation of Ravens One-on-One is brought to you by the Maryland Health Connection, putting quality health coverage within your reach. Enroll now through March 2014 at MarylandHealthConnection.gov. And by MedStar Health, the official medical team of the Baltimore Ravens.
John Harbaugh says the Ravens are built for the month of December. That month has arrived, and the Ravens head into this month with the sixth spot, the sixth seed in the AFC playoff picture. As we continue with our conversation with Jameel McClain, 4 weeks left. It's a lot of pressure to say run the table. Is it more important now than ever to just dial into this week and say, let's hold on to what we have this week and don't worry about what happens next week?
It is. Each game is the playoffs. Each game is a playoff game. You know, that's how you have to approach it. That's the mentality, you know, although ultimately it may not end like that if this ends that way or that ends that way or this does this, but none of that matters. The only thing that matters is how we focus on our objective that week. And, you know, this week our objective is the Minnesota Vikings, and that's what we have to focus on to get us to where we may want to be in the long run of it all. So that's basically how it is.
You have kind of a track record personally of beating the odds. After all, in 2008, you were the only undrafted rookie free agent to make this team. Yeah. After all you've overcome, after the impact you've had in this town, winning the Ed Block Courage Award, a member of a Super Bowl team, do you ever think what would have happened to your life if you hadn't made that last cut?
No, you might have been the first time that you made me think about it. To be honest, when I was going through it, I never did see an option of me not making the team. So it was crazy. Maybe it was a crazy belief in myself, you know, unlike
maybe
others.
Maybe that's the key.
Maybe it is the key. Maybe it probably exactly is the key. Not seeing your plan B, you know, knowing your plan B is somewhere far in the back of your head. But the only thing that matters is your plan A. That's the only focus. You know, losing is never an option. Quitting is definitely not an option.
Keep plan A, capital A. Keep plan B, small, lowercase.
Keep plan B, small, lowercase. We in the back. See, that's a good one.
So you got all these guys, Les Brown, O.J. Brigance, who motivated you along the way. You're at the top of your game. You're at the top of the public eye. Who motivates you now? Where do you draw your strength now?
Who motivates me right now? Where do I draw my strength? My family. My family, man. I mean, my aunt, my uncle, you know, my brothers, my nephews and niece. I have so many. You know, my girlfriend. You know, so many people that are close to me. And my friends and family are my sole motivation now, because the moments where I have a seepness of fear or doubt, I understand that I have to be strong, but I don't just have to be strong for me anymore. I have to be strong for them. So I'm not even fighting for myself anymore. I'm fighting for their perspective. I'm fighting for their situations so they see, well, Jameel just went through this whirlwind on life, and he didn't blink, so I got to go at it, too, with the same approach. So I'm fighting for them.
Well, we're all stronger thanks to your conversation tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us tonight on Ravens One-on-One.